Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, and I'm your pastor of the day. Well, today is Valentine's Day. I can remember in my early grade school days when we made valentines for each other and had a special time of giving and sharing. Those were the best times, with each valentine hand-done on scraps of colorful craft paper. But where did this day originate? Well, supposedly, today is the day that is observed in memory of Saint Valentine, who is said to have been martyred on this day in the year 470 AD while performing a wedding for a Roman soldier, which was at the time a violation of Roman law. Valentine's Day is seen as a day to celebrate love for others. In the Bible, there is a love chapter. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It says, "If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I came a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see the face as a face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." You know, it's not so much what we are against, but rather what we are for. We need to let the Holy Spirit guide us in our daily walk. The evidence of the Holy Spirit is to bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You know, John Wesley once said, "Love is the root, and the rest of the fruit are the branches." The fruit we bear depends on where we have our roots. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, your pastor of the day.